First of all, everybody in here, you know what? So many times the police and the media are kind of at odds, right? And I know it seemed like maybe they shunned you at the courthouse and that. You got to understand, Brian Dorion is traumatized, all right? But this is one case where we want to say thank you. Thank God for you guys, okay? We've been all thinking about this, and you know what? This kind of turned us around a little bit in our thinking. We're thinking that what if this was a perpetrator and we did this to him and he was in there and there was no support? There was nobody out here screaming about what had happened. You know what? That guy would still be in there. And he'd face these charges. He'd probably get convicted. So this kind of shows me you got to be careful what you're doing. Well, you know, when you're making these charges, you got to be real careful. You got to be thorough. Okay? Like I said, the family thanks you so much. Another thing, please don't think that we're celebrating and we're being callous about it. Everyone in there still has on their mind that there's a man dead and there's two people severely injured over this, and we're all thinking about that. There isn't a cop in there that doesn't want to go out and go after this guy right now.
That's what your chief said in his statement last night.
Yep. Anything else I can say? Any questions?
He's in there right now.
Yeah, Brian Dorian's here, but I know Brian Dory for a long time. He's not himself. He's got, you know, he's got the 1,000-yard stare like someone coming back from war, and he hasn't been to war. He's just got that look about him.
Well, a police officer going inside, I mean, that's a serious thing.
Say that again, please.
A police officer going to jail, I mean, that's...
Absolutely. This is where you put people, and now you're in there, and you're facing these charges. I can't imagine what it would be like, you know. At some point, you almost might start believing yourself that you did it. Hey, maybe I got a split personality or something like that, you know?
Has he been opening up at all? I mean, you said he's traumatized, but has he opened up at all to family, friends yet about it, or is he just not quite there, ready to talk about it?
He's opened up a little bit, but he's more kind of closed about it, you know, and he kind of goes off by himself a lot. You know, I know what happens in these incidents. When you get in a critical incident, the worst thing is it won't stop. It keeps playing in your head like a tape, and it just won't stop.
Obviously, he wanted to be here because he's grateful for the help and the support of all his family and friends and colleagues. And is there a feeling inside among everybody that what you did made a difference and helped bring this outcome more quickly?
Oh, yeah, we know it made a difference. Like I said, if there wasn't an outcry, it would just be so easy to, you know, and I'm going to say it, you know. It would just be so easy to leave him in there until the election's passed. Now, you know exactly what I'm saying. You know, I'm the sheriff. I got the killer. Now I'm elected. Too bad. Got the wrong guy. Oh, well. So.
Can you talk at all about what's the mood like inside? Is it festive? Are people a little bit,
It's festive, but it's still a little bit sad because, you know, we can't believe what he went through. This is so surreal. I mean, you couldn't. I'm sorry. You couldn't write a movie like this. You know, this is unbelievable. When I first heard it happen, it was unbelievable. It almost knocked me off my feet. But then when I find that they found out they finally let him go, I was expecting it, but still that knocked me off my feet. Just such a feeling of relief.
Blasco last night made it sound like it was if it hadn't been for that computer that he was really. Brian was really fortunate that computer evidence existed. I mean,
Brian was protesting his innocence from the very beginning when they arrested him. Brian was telling them, check my computer. Check this, check that. There's a receipt in a bag on my table from Farm and Tractor showing where I was at or about the second shooting. Please see that. When the mother got there after they searched the warrant, they used the search warrant and they tossed the house, they didn't take that bag. They weren't interested. They weren't interested in it. You know, and...
As police officers, it's got to be really... Just put you in a weird position to see other people, other investigators not doing the job that you'd like to see them doing, that you'd like to believe you do yourself, right?
You know what? I'm not going to blame it on the rank and file. I'm not going to blame it on the line officers or the detectives. They take orders, and then even the sheriff himself takes orders from Glasgow, from the state's attorney. So you got to do what they say.
How would you sum up your feelings towards Glasgow? I mean, is it frustration? Is it anger? Is it, or how, you know, what's sort of the mood in there right now and towards Jim Glasgow? Because I know it must be a mixture of things, but I'm curious just what sort of is the prevailing feeling there.
Popular guy. The feeling against Glasgow, I don't, you know, I'm surprised and I'm upset. You know what? When I was growing up, we thought that these people in these positions of power, sheriffs, state's attorneys, we thought that, you know, these guys are John Wayne. They have integrity. They have honor. They have dignity. They're all these things, and they would never do anything like this, you know. That may hold for other parts around here, but I don't think it does in Will County. Okay?
Thank you very much.